Okay, hi everyone, and welcome to another video in the Animation Guild's Showrunner Training Series. I'm Kendall, a volunteer with the Writers Craft Committee, and in this video, I'm joined by line producer Sammy Rifkin. Thank you so much for joining me for this chat, Sammy.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here. Virtually.
Really appreciate as we can be here. Although your here is a lot better than my here.
True.
Sammy's coming to us from Hawaii. So to start, if you could just introduce yourself and how you got into animation and sort of what your career has been like so far leading up to line producer.
Sure. Yeah. I actually have a very atypical route that I took to being a line producer. I come from a business and accounting and finance background, sort of fell into entertainment, jumped around a lot, kind of was exploring what exactly I want to do with my life, as we all do. And I got this idea in my head that being a producer was a really great idea because it was marrying the creative side, but also this business world and mindset that I was used to and came from and am comfortable in. I unfortunately have zero artistic ability myself, so the creative side in me were never going to mesh. And yeah, so I started off working, like I said, in finance. I dabbled in live action a little bit and kind of took a step back and was like, you know, I'm working with these shows that I don't actually watch, don't particularly care about. For me, what is something that gets me excited? And the easy answer to that was animation. I'm a huge little kid, and the idea of getting to make cartoons for a living sounded pretty amazing. So I kind of started over. People thought I was insane for walking away from some cushy finance jobs and worked my way up from the bottom. I started off as an assistant at Disney, went to being a production coordinator on a 2D series to a production manager on a CG series, and just kept moving up the ladder. And here we are.
Awesome. That's the way to do it. What was that first job like? Was it a big learning curve jumping into animation, or did you find a lot of similarities?
It was. I have to say, like, coming from someone who knew nothing about the medium and just having an appreciation and a love for it, you really don't know how much goes into getting that artwork on screen and how long it takes, how many people are involved, and yeah, just everything that goes into it. So huge learning curve, but I was really fortunate. I worked for some incredible people that gave me the opportunity to really learn and dive in and see a lot of different parts of the pipeline overall versus like, because I was an assistant in like digital and post-production. So I wasn't working on a specific show. So I really got to see things from a studio level, which was, like I said, a great introduction. And yeah.
That's awesome. It's always so beneficial to see every piece of the, the puzzle, as we'll discuss.
Yes.
Yeah. So as a line producer, can you just walk us through what a typical day, typical week, if there is one, is like, and kind of.
There's not.
Yeah.
which I think honestly is something I personally love about it so much. So of course, like, you know, people have come up with specific pipelines and ways of doing things. And if you're talking about whether it's the TV side or the feature side, there are, of course, milestones that, you know, every story has to go through, from starting with a script or an idea to getting it ultimately to screen. That being said, so much of what working in production means is it changes all the time, and things come up every day that you couldn't have predicted or are unexpected, and you just have to roll with it. And I think for me personally, that's what keeps me on my toes and keeps me interested, because no project is the same, no problem is the same, and yeah, it's just always changing, even though there is ultimately a routine with, you know, making the finished product. But yeah, in terms of day-to-day, as a producer, you're really involved in every aspect of everything. So while you're not necessarily making any creative decisions, you have to be involved in every discussion. So that could be from something as small as, hey, we have this like story coming up and we want to introduce this character. Like, what does that mean from a production standpoint? What does that mean from a design standpoint in terms of asset count, how much it's going to cost? Let's say that character changes costumes all of the time. There's personnel issues that come up with even if just like because animation moves so fast and so furious, there's a lot of puzzle pieces that have to be worked out. If somebody like is sick or somebody's going on vacation, there's a lot of rotation of figuring out who's going to work on what when. And you're really just involved in, like I said, every piece. So that goes from the very beginning all through pre-production, through animation, and ultimately to final delivery. So it's managing a lot of spinning plates all at once and making sure they're all moving forward too. Because it's kind of your responsibility to make sure none of them drop and we stick to a schedule and to a budget.
Right. And when it's running smoothly, again, if that is even a thing, what does that look like? Like, what are sort of some of the pillars of the production when it's running smoothly? Like, is it having the right team in place? Is it sticking to a schedule? What's best case scenario? How does it look?
It's all of those things. And I think, the biggest thing from the onset is acknowledging that it's not always going to run smoothly and you're going to run into problems. And I think the way to knowing that, have it, run smoothly, so to say, is to put the right team in place, to have the right people in place. For me, having like structure and processes in place make the routine easy to get through and give you kind of the tools necessary to adapt when things go wrong or something unexpected happens, because guaranteed they will. So if you have this kind of floor plan for how everything should work and everybody, everyone's hired to do a specific job and you do have like a big crew and it is very much a team effort. But if you have those kind of rules from the onset of like, okay, like this is what our schedule looks like. This is, who's going to do what, when, and this is this person's responsibility. This is this person's responsibility. These are like the times that we're going to come together and like discuss it as a group. It makes all the difference for when, you have things that come up that kind of derail things, and there's going to be times where certain things take extra time. And it's having, again, that like base so that you can adapt and be flexible, because being flexible is a huge thing. And I'd say my other really big thing for things running smoothly is communication and transparency. I am very much of the mindset that, there's of course touchy things that come up in the nature of any sort of business and when you're dealing with a lot of people working together. But I think everybody having as much information as possible really allows everyone to do their job to the best of their ability. And for, again, everyone to have those tools to make decisions on the fly and to like go new directions and to really work together as a unit, because at the end of the day, you have a ton of people who are working on one thing and it all has to mesh and be one vision at the end of the day. So yeah, communication, transparency is huge.
That's great and super helpful. So as you know, this series is for soon to be showrunners, people interested in showrunning.
Yeah.
So can you talk about your relationship with showrunners? How does a line producer work with one? How often are you in contact with them? How does that all work?
Yeah, absolutely. I will say you'll talk to different people in the industry and people have all sorts of different philosophies about that. And people like to work different ways. For me, I'm very hands-on. And I think in terms of a showrunner producer duo, it's super important for them to be a duo and for them to be a team and for them to be super cohesive. And talking again about communication and having open lines of communication, I think the more contact, the better, because as we know, it's fast and furious. Like we talked about, things change every day. And the more that you, the two of you have a really fantastic relationship and can walk down the hall, pick up the phone and be like, hey, like this just happened. We need to talk about this. This is now a priority. Or like, I see this happening, like, you know, down the road. Oh, we should talk about it now. It's just the more that you guys have that working relationship, the smoother things will go. And it also goes into the whole transparency thing too, because, you know, there's times where the showrunner a lot of times will have more contact, let's say, with the network that you're making a show for. And there could be creative things coming down the pipe that it's really important to consider from a production standpoint and how that affects it, how it affects things like schedules and budgets and resources and moving around resources. So yeah, I think for me, like one of the biggest pieces of advice I'd give is you need to find a producing partner that you jive with and that has sort of the same type of values when it comes to what the workplace is going to be like, what the team is going to function like, what kind of crew you're going to hire, what the structure of that crew looks like. It's all really important and it all stems from the top. So having that relationship between a showrunner and a producer for me is number one, because it really sets up the production as a whole.
Right. Yeah. And so on the flip side of that, when things don't go so smoothly, are there some common mistakes you see maybe first time or early showrunners or even seasoned showrunners?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think one of the hardest things from the producing standpoint is having to have those hard conversations to begin with, because, you know, things do go wrong. People make mistakes. People don't like fully comprehend the big picture. So it's, again, going back to that relationship, and sometimes you got to take ego out of it and know that you both have the show's best interest at heart and you want the same thing at the end of the day. And then talking about kind of knowing big picture, I'd say for me, from like mistakes, that's probably number one, is not having a understanding of how everything comes together, because you can, a lot of times people are like very experienced in one area of the pipeline, but they don't really get exposed to everything and everyone's day to day and how it all comes together at the end. And I will say too, like with animation and how it's made and how long it takes, everything really is a huge domino effect. So a decision you make in the writer's room or at a record or just overall when you're developing the show ultimately can affect all the way up until post-production and like final delivery. And sometimes creative decisions, if they're made at certain points of the process, can have very big, like we said, domino effects and consequences, whether it's from a schedule standpoint or a monetary standpoint. And I think a lot of times I see people lose out on things that they really like care about creatively if they had understood the bigger picture from the beginning and had the conversation at in a more timely manner. They could have gotten everything they wanted, but because there is sometimes that gap of knowledge and it's like, oh wait, but like I was thinking this in my head and I just like visioned it this way, it's like, well, like unfortunately it's too late and like all of these steps have happened and this is what it would mean to like go back and do it now. So yeah, having that understanding of how it all comes together and how everybody works together, and it's a lot of people you know, putting in a ton of hours all at once at different stages. So that's huge.
Yeah. We, I'm kind of circling back, but something you said just reminded me to talk a little bit more about how your department, the whole production management department, functions as far as the different positions. Like, how many people are on a typical production staff? How many positions are there? Like layers of positions, that whole thing. Could you just give us an overview of the format?
Sure. I think it kind of goes back to what I said too about like every show is so different, so it changes and it depends on the preferences of the producer and the showrunner to begin with. There's a plethora of different ways that you could set up a production team, and it really boils down to what your schedule looks like and how you're going to run things on a day-to-day basis. I'll say for me, I've only worked on the TV side, so I can only speak to that. But for me, I really like to give a lot of responsibility to my production team and kind of going back to the whole idea of I think you're most successful when you do understand the whole big picture. So historically, I'd say you have a producer. A lot of times you'll have like an associate producer, production manager under that. They're typically kind of the producer is supposed to be a little more big picture and a lot of times outward facing and dealing with vendors and the network and that type of thing on a daily basis. Whereas you'd have like a production manager or associate producer worrying about the production floor, like in studio. And then I've also worked on shows there where we haven't had that, and it's just like been me and then a team of production coordinators. And again, it really just depends on how you split up responsibilities and that communication and making sure that everybody's in the loop. There's no reason a team can function however you want it to if you have that understanding and the right people in place. And I would say like the real backbone of the production team is your production coordinators. And however many you have, it I'd say fluctuates depending on how massive of a show it is, like how many episodes we're talking about, how asset heavy it is, how high profile it is, how quickly the schedule goes, how your kind of creative team on the pre-production side is split up. It's a lot of shows will have a different, number of writers, a different number of directors. Like the art department can be set up like a couple different ways. For me, I really like to have production coordinators who see everything from start to finish. So on in terms of talking about a TV pipeline, I'll like hire a team of coordinators and they'll be responsible for full episodes. So rather than like focusing on, one department, which you do see a lot, like a lot of shows will have, a design coordinator, a storyboard coordinator, an animatic coordinator, a post coordinator. Whereas, like I've said over and over again, which I will keep saying, I think it's really important to understand big picture. So giving a coordinator a responsibility to see an episode from literally start to finish, that includes both pre-production and post-production. It gives them ownership over it, and it teaches them, the knowledge that they need to start to think instead of like you're only thinking about one episode at a time and on a smaller scale. When you start to learn big picture, you start to think big picture. So it also sets you up for ultimately being able to step back and look at a production as a whole, which I think is super valuable for somebody who's hoping to move up the ladder. So the team of production coordinators, like I said, I do really feel like they're the backbone because they're involved with the day-to-day the most. In terms of the structure, like I've been talking about, they interface with the art director, with the designers on an episodic basis. They like are usually paired with a director and a storyboard team, so like they're constantly involved with that. And they're the ones who, if it's a script-driven show, are that first line of defense of like, okay, we've got a new script, like we've got a new story that needs to go into production. Let's start talking about assets. Let's start talking about resources for getting it through boards. They're the ones managing it through everything. So there's a lot of back and forth that happens between every department. So yeah, they're your heavy lifters, and they do so much work. Usually they're the ones who have the answers for everything, because they know everything that goes on.
Go to them first.
And then under that, it depends again, like with how big of a production it is. Some productions have a production assistant and a production secretary. A production assistant is usually just like an extra set of hands that can jump in and help with anything. And it's usually someone who's a little more green and is first like learning animation. And then a secretary usually is more of like an assistant position and helps like deal with scheduling and kind of tracking people down and setting up meetings and all of that. But all of that is flexible, and it really depends on the showrunner and producer in terms of how they want to run their production and what kind of resources they think they need to run the show successfully.
Cool. And so is that a conversation you have with the showrunner from the jump? Do you suggest how you would structure
it? I would suggest that. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it depends like which studio you're working with and all of that. Because there are sometimes set structures that like studios have established and they have preferences. But I would say absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's really up to you guys to get it made. And no one's really going to say anything unless all of a sudden you're asking for like 10 extra people that were like not budgeted for. But the headcount is the headcount, and how you structure it, largely will be a discussion with, again, whichever studio you're working with, but it can be a discussion. And I do think it's so dependent on the people you're working with, what the show is like. There's a lot of, especially the TV world, a lot of times work with vendor studios, and they have their own set of people and their own ways of doing things. And that largely affects the schedule and like the back and forth between that. So there's so many variables. So it really depends show to show. And I think that would be one of the first discussions I would have with a showrunner is we have this cool project we need to make. We have an idea of how many episodes. We have an idea of how long and how much money we have to make it. Now, what does that team look like?
Very cool. What about artists? Are you, as a line producer, involved in the hiring of the artists as well? And how much of that is a conversation between you and the showrunner?
That really depends, and it depends again on which network and which studio is fronting the money to get the show made. If it's a bigger studio, a lot of times they have an artist management department who's really fielding resumes and recommending people. If it's a smaller studio, sometimes that doesn't exist as much, and it's more about word of mouth. And this industry is, its own small little bubble, and a lot of it is who you know, and you wind up working with people that you've worked with in the past and already trust is a good fit for whatever style the show is. For the actual artist side, it's a producer's usually more involved with the logistics of that. Creatively, I would have zero say if someone's style is a good fit. I could maybe be I've worked with this person before and they work really hard, and absolutely I think they'd be a good addition to the team. Or maybe it's not the case, but aside from that, it's more so being involved in having the discussions of where does this person's role fit in? When would they need to start? What would their day-to-day look like? What would be expected of them? And that kind of thing. Whereas it'd really be a discussion between, depending on which kind of artist. If it's a storyboard artist, usually it's going to be your supervising director and directors and showrunner having that conversations. If it's a designer, then your art director is going to be heavily involved with that. But Also, like I've said, open communication and transparency is number one for me. So I do think all of those things should be group discussions for sure, because you are building a crew and a unit that needs to function as a unit and as one. So it's important to, you know, bring on the right people and make sure they're a good fit.
Yeah. And what about just general advice? We've kind of wrapped up the question. So is there anything that you would advise showrunners or anything you'd request of them to please do when you're handed a show?
Yeah, I think we touched on them already, but my biggest things are, if you're being handed a show, like just in order for, you know, yourself and getting kind of the vision you want out of the show onto screen, making sure that you're bringing on a producer and a production team that you jive with, and somebody you trust, somebody who has the same sort of values, somebody who you can really build a relationship with and know that the two of you have the same vision, you have the same goal, and that you can work really well together and make that vision a reality, because it can make all of the difference. Again, the whole idea of sort of rolling with the punches and knowing that, like, things are going to change, things are going to happen, things are going to go wrong. And if you're the two of you are on the same page and setting yourself up for success, you're going to have the most creative control. Again, the biggest thing for me too is do yourself a favor and make sure you have the knowledge. Like, talk to everybody who works in all the different stages of the pipeline. And if that even goes into, like, a lot of TV is set up where, you know, you have pre-production, post-production done in-house, and then you outsource the actual animation to a vendor. But that goes into, like, talking to people who work at the vendor and understanding, like, you might, like, ship it to a vendor and be like, okay, bye-bye, I'll see it in however many weeks, and then we'll deal with post. But so much still goes back and forth, and understanding what happens on their end and how things are actually animated. If it's a CG show, understanding, like, what asset counts are and what it means to, like, change a character's costume or take a hat on and off. Like, all of these things are actually, like, can be very complex. I think, you know, the biggest thing that people kind of shoot themselves in the foot with is when you don't understand how that domino effect we talked about works, you can lose out on a lot of, like, creative decisions or things that are really important to you, because there's just not that understanding and the conversations happening at the right time about how you make it possible. And a lot of it is possible, and it's give and take, and it's understanding how all the pieces come together and deciding what's super important, what you can live with, what you can live without. The more you understand what everybody brings to the table and what their day-to-day looks like, the more you'll get out of, you know, whatever you're making, because you have the knowledge, you're having the right conversations at the right time, and that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And that's what we want. Wins, yeah, all around.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, is there anywhere you would like people to find you if you want them to find you?
No, don't find me. I'm on all social media forums. If you have questions or anything, I'm happy to answer. Just Sammy Rifkin, look me up.
Perfect. And thank you so much for taking this time and sharing all of your knowledge and your story.
Yeah, of course. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks again to everyone watching. Be sure to check out all the other videos. There's a lot of them, and they're all really great. Thanks.